The work was performed and supported by Erasmus Plus Project Number 2022-1, PL01, KA220 HED00008-8359 entitled by The Future is in Applied Artificial Intelligence, FAAI, which aims to join together HEIs and businesses. In this context, this project has to bridge the current artificial intelligence, AI, skills gap, build an AI ecosystem of key partners, promote AI business opportunities, support the creation of internship programs in AI. The FAAI project activities are focusing on HEI trainers, undergraduate and postgraduate students, and business managers. Furthermore, the project is promoting among business and young people the enormous opportunities provided by AI to build the ecosphere of modern society. The given work results are within the framework of the FAAI Work Package 2 entitled by Good Practices in the Use of Artificial Intelligence and Machine Learning and are presenting real cases that are offered for studying of applied AI. Funded by the European Union. Views and opinions expressed are however those of the authors only and do not necessarily reflect those of the European Union or the National Agency, NA. Neither the European Union nor NA can be held responsible for them. The title of the work is on emerging methodology for collection of good practices in the area of applied artificial intelligence. The authors are Vasil Martsenyuk, Alexander Klaus-Witkowska, Martin Bernes, and Tomasz Gamkarczyk is with the Department of Computer Science and Automatics, University of Bielsko-Biala, Georgi Dimitrov is with University of Library Studies and IT, Dejan Rancic is with the University of NIS, Serbia. Iveta Dergovaluptikova is with the University of SS Cyril and Methodius in Trnava, Slovakia. Igor Jovancevic is with University of Montenegro, Montenegro. Abstract. The work is fulfilled within the framework of Erasmus Plus Project The Future is an Applied Artificial Intelligence, FAAI, and devoted to the development the methodology for collecting and analyzing good practices in the field of applied artificial intelligence, AAI, regarding the competences, training, existing solutions, and real cases, which can be used for developing training courses of competence-based education. Here we propose the definition of good practice in the field of AAI together with the corresponding criteria and features. The offered methodology uses system research based on the data gathered from existing training courses in AAI, labor market, surveys filled in by academics, students and employers, AAI use cases in science and industry. Introduction. Good practices in applied artificial intelligence, AI, are one of the most practical sources of new ideas, approaches, and technologies, 1-4. Therefore, most often the pedagogical and socio-pedagogical search is based on or under the direct influence of specific good practices. Since it is possible to borrow it effectively only creatively, the development of experience in AI turns into its processing, modification, in essence, into the process of developing one's own, authors. Version based on a known sample. In this case, it is quite legitimate to consider its study and use as an independent research methodology. Scientific study, analysis, and generalization of experience in AI serve various research purposes. Identifying the current level of solving educational, social and preventive and other tasks, bottlenecks and conflicts that arise in practice. Studying the availability and effectiveness of scientific recommendations, revealing the elements of the new, rational, born in the everyday creative search of advanced teams and workers. The subject of study when using this method can be mass experience, to identify leading trends, negative experience, to identify characteristic shortcomings and errors that, as you know, should be learned from, but the study of good practices is of particular importance, during which grains of the new, original ideas and ideas, effective combinations of methods, new forms of organization of training and education. are generalized, become the property of science and practice. There is every reason to single out good practices from the whole complex of sources and conditions for restructuring education and upbringing and to focus on methods of studying and using it. This is due to the fact that pain points of practice are groped and revealed in advanced experience, practical projects of imminent transformations are born, and in this sense it turns out to be indispensable as a guideline for mass practice. It is further known that pedagogical science often does not have enough time to respond quickly enough to the demands of practice, and the live experience of masters and innovators turns out to be the most efficient way to solve acute practical problems. Finally, it is known that the recommendations of science themselves, for a number of reasons, are not easy to implement. Living experience, the example of colleagues is clear. It is easier to borrow, distribute. It is more instrumental. Its results are visual and tangible. Therefore, scientific recommendations go better into mass practice, being mastered first in best practices. What kind of experience do we have the right to qualify as advanced? According to the qualitative characteristics, the advanced experience is not only opposed to the negative one, but also does not completely coincide with the positive experience closest to it. 2. Methodology for good practice study. Although a lot has been done to study and disseminate best practices, there are still a number of serious shortcomings in this work. A unified system for identifying, registering, patenting, storing, and disseminating best practices has not been created. A complex, holistic procedure for its study, including identification, description, analysis, generalization, interpretation, correction, and dissemination, has not been mastered. The functional and causal relationships between the tasks, design, means, methods of activity of the teacher and pupils, and the results achieved are poorly disclosed. The objective connections and patterns underlying the achieved successes, the connection of experience with the advanced ideas of modern pedagogy, psychology, sociology, the theory of social work, on the one hand, and the subjective forms of their implementation associated with the personality of the teacher, on the other, are insufficiently singled out and shown. As a result, individual external attributes, methods of pedagogical activity are described and disseminated, at best a system of methods, but not its leading ideas, not the pedagogical system as a whole. The psychological conditions and mechanisms of the birth of the new are not disclosed. 3. Guidelines for collecting good practices in applied AI. The empirical methods used in the research of good practice in AI include a group of methods associated with the study and generalization of competencies, advanced pedagogical experience, as well as with the study of AI solutions in the science and industry, figure 1. The approach used in the given methodology was earlier developed in 5. Let us briefly characterize each of these methods in terms of their significance for obtaining reliable information about the object and subject of the study. 4. Methodology for research of competencies in the field of applied AI. The method of studying the products of activity is a research method that allows you to indirectly study the formation of knowledge, skills and abilities, interests and abilities of a person, the development of various mental qualities and personality traits based on an analysis of the products of his activity. The peculiarity of this method lies in the fact that the researcher does not come into direct contact with the person himself, but deals with the products of his previous activity or reflections on what changes have occurred in the subject himself in the process and as a result of his involvement in some system of interactions and relationships. Objects of study. existing training courses in applied AI. Solutions based on applied AI. Scientific projects in the field of applied AI. The methodology of the research of labor market in the field of applied AI. The study of the labor market and employment issues is one of the priorities of the research of good practice in area of AI. These studies are relevant not only at the state level for the formation of policy in the relevant area, but also for companies that seek to attract the best personnel for the development of their business in the field. When studying the labor market in applied AI, we focus on such issues as the balance of supply and demand, qualifications of personnel, the level and ratio of wages in the context of specializations and activities, labor mobility, characteristics of human capital in a particular region, etc. Results of the study of labor markets should be reflected in the regular monitoring. The main tasks implemented in this area include marketing research of the AI labor market of the region. Country allows us to work out in detail the issues of interest to the IT company. 6. Conclusions. For the reasons given, the work offered the methodology for collecting and analyzing good practices in the field of AI. Regarding the competences, training, existing solutions, and real cases, which can be used for developing training courses of the competence-based education. Here we proposed the definition of good practice in the field of AI together with the corresponding criteria and features. The offered methodology uses system research based on the data gathered from existing training courses in AI, labor market, surveys filled in by academics, students, and employers, AI use cases in science and industry.